Ryan, hello? Come on, can you answer my question? Why do you only hit me up after 10 p.m. to hang out?
Look, it just so happens that it's late when I hit you up because you know me and Noah are doing a YouTube thing till mad late at night. I'm only free at nighttime.
It is so nice to finally meet you. Like, I think when I saw you on Instagram for the first time, I saved your profile immediately because I was like, I don't know, it's cool. There's something about you that I couldn't even put my finger on, but I'm just drawn to you for some reason.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you finally letting me over here. It's been a minute since we've been talking and shit.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, but where'd you get this carpet? This is dope, this rug.
I don't remember. It was from like somewhere in LA.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, this is a dope place.
Thank you.
But you love that hat, don't you?
I love hats.
It's a dope hat.
Yeah, do you like it?
Can we see that brim real quick?
Oh. What are you doing?
Oh no, I was just saying it's dope. The brim.
Your book collection is impressive. I've always been kind of drawn to people who are into like self-development. I've never met a girl that had like a whole book collection. You're a one in a million.
Yeah, I love reading. I actually have a book channel. Do you read?
Oh, I read all the time. I'm a bookworm. I can't stop reading. So the fact that you read, I read, it's like we just met and we already have all this in common. Like, it's so cool. God, I love reading.
Can we do something during the day? I like picnics.
Bruh, we can do that. I'm just saying, give me a minute. Let me find a free week. Day.
It's been a minute. We've been doing this for like 6 months. You're telling me you haven't had a free day?
Where did you go to school?
Oh, I went to University of Alabama.
Oh! Mm-hmm. University of Alabama! That's dope. That's a big party school.
It is.
You went to a lot of parties there, right?
A lot. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Nah, that's dope. It's fun. It's a fun place to be. I'm a bit of a...
Oh, you don't have to clean.
Don't worry. It would be my pleasure. Just because I know you're busy. So if I could help you out in any way...
That's really sweet.
Don't worry about it at all.
Well, like, I haven't even met, like, any of your friends either. Like, I thought we, like, had something going on.
You met Noah?
Like, once?
Yeah. You know, you don't even really care like that.
Why do you want to meet my friends? That's almost a bit weird. And, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's, Okay. No, yeah. I'm 25, so I don't know if you have any experience dating like younger guys. Have you seen that new show, what's it called, MILF Manor?
Oh, what's that about?
Oh, it's you'd have to watch it. It's pretty funny. I think they're casting for the next season.
Wow.
Cool. I'm joking. Oh my God, and you have a piano?
Yeah. Do you play?
Yeah, I used to play a little bit when I was a kid. Let me see if I can remember one of the songs.
Well, I mean, it just seems like you're always sneaking me in. Like, I almost scraped myself trying to climb through that window.
The door was broken! The only reason you had to come through the window was because the door, we had just repaired the door and I didn't want to mess up the door.
So I've been sneaking through the window for the past 6 months because your door has been broken.
I'm waiting
for
to
six
get
months.
The guy's been waiting to fix it. What's the relationship like with your dad? What's that been like? Like, are you and your dad cool?
Oh, I'm really close to my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're super close with him.
Yeah, my whole life. He's like my best friend.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, and I love your crystal collection. It's so funny. I actually, I keep a amethyst on me. At all times, like just to help with my own personal energy and stuff. It's just weird that you want to meet my family so bad. That's just weird. Is that not weird to you?
Well, like, why would I not want to get to know your family? Do they even know I exist?
No, of course they do. My mom just texted me today. She was like, hey, how's Tiffany?
Oh, let me see.
You know I delete my messages? The brim on that hat is fucking dope.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is just, I can't get my eyes off of it. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to take it off. Yeah. I know. Sit. Good boy. Yeah, I used to volunteer at a dog shelter because my mentality's always been like, adopt, don't shop.
Why do you always want to put a label on everything? Like, can't we just do this and just be cool? Why does everything have to be so like, label and everything? I wouldn't call what you and I have technically a relationship. We're feeling it out. Why can't you just go with the flow? You suck the fun out of it.
I suck the fun out of other things too.
Yeah, we know that.
Dogs always have that sense of like, who's good and who's not, you know? When there's a person that they like, whatever, they kind of are just drawn to the person. That's enough of that. They can't get off me.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Why? Because they officially get married. So I'm hesitant to start using labels and shit because you're hurting the chances of making it last.
We've been talking for 6 months.
Yes, and it's been going good.
Not good enough for you to put a label on it?
Let it happen naturally. You keep forcing it.
You
Bro, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
I told you to stop doing the whole f***ing snap thing.
You don't want to take a picture?
No.
Just a picture.
I already told you about the whole thing that they're stalking influencers and shit. Like, don't post me on the snap. They're going to find a location.
I mean, because you know my catchphrase. If it ain't snowing, I ain't going. You know how it is. Who's that calling you?
Oh, I think it's just my friend.
Your friend? Who is that exactly?
Yeah, it's just my guy friend, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, how did you guys meet, you and Kelly?
I know his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say you have a lot of guy friends?
A handful.
Sorry, wrong pipe. Went down the wrong pipe.
No, wait, why do you have to post everything?
I don't post everything. You never let me post you.
Well, yeah, for safety reasons. Bro, this is why I cannot stand girls. Y'all wanna post everything on social media.
I just really like you. I'm trying to showcase how handsome my man is.
Okay, if you like me and wanna post it, bro, we're here together now.
Be in the moment. Be present. Have you heard of that? You're always on your phone.
I like to have memories, you know?
Oh, memories. Your memories are in here. Take a mental image. Take a mental snapshot.
So yeah, you said you have guy friends?
Yeah.
How many guy friends?
Probably 10.
Okay. You met him in college?
College.
Are they black or?
Why does that matter?
You're right, it doesn't. I'm just friends with whoever. If you're cool, you're cool.
Exactly.
So light skin though.
I told you this 1,000 times. It's a safety thing. If you post me, people can track the geolocation, and next thing you know, boom, you get some goons catching me lacking outside the CVS. It's for safety reasons. You see what they do to the rappers when they post their location? Girls and shit, y'all be just, whatever, post up. I'ma post where I am, right as I'm here. So with that being said, are you ready to go in the room now?
Yeah.
Hi.
It's so great to see you again. I'm glad you could finally come back. Still got the hat on.
Yeah, I'm a hat girl.
I'm a big hat guy as well. It's I haven't even seen your head before. Does she even have a thing?
I do. It's under there.
I think you gotta take that hat off. I kinda can't see your face and it's
Are you trying to see my number?
No, wait, your number? Oh, no. You feel comfortable with the hat on, then that's your right and I think I shouldn't be so judgmental. Let's just feel the vibe.
Yeah.
Alright, just let me know when you get home.
I really don't want to leave.
It's cool. But we'll see each other tomorrow. I really enjoy spending time with you. I don't think I've met someone that has your sense of humor and your energy. So I just wanted to let you know that I really do care about you. I could see this being more serious.
No, I feel the same way.
I mean, that's incredible because I've never been a relationship type of guy.
So. Oof, it's hot in here.
Oh wow.
Are you okay?
I am.
Give me 1 second.
What's wrong? What's the issue?
There's just something that, cut the camera. Cut the camera. Put it down.
Are you okay?
Oh shit. No, cut. Yo, stop him. Oh shit. Yo, what is going on out here?
She fucking tricked me.
Are you okay?
Yo, are you good?
Oh my gosh. He's dead. What'd you do to him?
Oh my god. That's fucking crazy.
And then there were two. I don't think I introduced myself. Rob.
Kayla.
How you doing? How'd you meet Ryan?
Instagram.
We actually do a channel together. Yeah, so we be doing this shit all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Don't mind the number, by the way. It's just, it doesn't actually represent who I am. I'm just a picky guy, you know? Gotta pick them wisely. So, I'm not quite sure what the vibe is, but
I was thinking because my room's right there. If you
want. Ew, don't touch me.
What do you mean?
I'm leaving.
You have 24,000 bodies.
You're picky all of a sudden.
I didn't even want you anyways.
Stupid ass.